Some shock at the National Television Awards last night as Mrs. Brown's Boys bagged the award for Best Comedy, beating the likes of the hugely popular Derry Girls and the Golden Globe winner Fleabag.
And the National Television Award goes to Mrs. Brown's Boys!
Standing beside me is my beautiful wife, which gets very confusing at home. Who's your mammy? Who's your mammy? Who's your mammy? But I promise you, I only am what I am because she loves me. Thank you very much.
Anton Deck took home the award for TV presenter for the best TV presenter for the 19th year in a row. And Piers Morgan ain't happy.
My favourite bit was Anton Deck telling us how they were so nervous before the result last night. They actually felt sick.
Yeah, we are so grateful. It never gets any easier sat there. If anything, you feel more and more sick every year. But honestly, thank you.
Funny enough, I was also experiencing a sense of nausea. But it wasn't from having won 18 consecutive years. And that little sicky feeling inside that you may
19,
not win for
19 consecutive 19 years. But if you ask the boys how many
gongs they've they were feeling sick because they'd already won 18 times.
Yeah.
And the sickness was, will we or won't we win for the 19th time? And they were feeling sick, as well as humble, obviously, but sick. And I was feeling not humble and very, very sick indeed. I was puking.
That's Piers Morgan on Good Morning Britain this morning. The commentator, Mrs. Brown fan, Niamh Horan, with us today. Good morning to you, Niamh.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. And the commentator, Andrew McVeigh. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning to you.
Like, I love those National Television Awards, but the point Piers Morgan's making, Andrea, is the same people win every year.
Yes, and you sort of have to wonder, what is it maybe time to call time on them? I mean, what value do they have? They're voted for by the public, but the public vote every time they switch on their TV and change channel and watch programmes. So the public vote in terms of ratings anyway. But the fact that Derry Girls, Afterlife and Fleabag all lost out to Mrs. Brown's Boys is astonishing. I mean, what were people thinking? Fleabag is incredible, you know.
I think Mrs. Brown's Boys is incredible, is it not?
Well, yes, but you know, when you think about the things that lost, that were inventive, Afterlife, a Ricky Gervais comedy about a man who lost his wife has died, and he's navigating this new world without her. How does he carry on living? And it's funny and thought-provoking and sad, and it's memorable, and it makes people think about their own lives and their own losses. I mean, it's so much more than just a comedy programme like Mrs. Brown's Boys is. Derry Girls has spawned an entire industry. I mean, there's tours around Derry now visiting the sort of sites from the programme and things to do with Derry Girls. Fleabag has won all over the world. I mean, it's won in loads and loads of things in America, the Emmys and the Golden Globes and the Critics' Choice Awards. And again, it sort of reinvented. It was something new for maybe women in their 20s and who were seeing people like them on TV that maybe they'd never seen before. And Phoebe Waller-Bridge was doing something with her looks to camera and talking to camera. And it was all very inventive and new. And Mrs. Brown's Boys is I'm not a fan, but it's popular. But to win again, it's just like all this incredible talent has lost out and hasn't been recognised. And it makes you wonder, like, what? And Anton Deck winning for the 19th year in a row, is there? There'd be a new element with the National TV Awards. Should maybe some sort of critics' choice category be involved with it? Or, you know, should they maybe just switch it around a bit to stop the same thing happening every year?
Niamh?
Good morning. Yeah, I think manners were put on a lot of people last night. I mean, it just goes to show we've all of this new woke stuff around, you know, that are very right on. You know, the creator of Fleabag is like doing the rounds over in Hollywood, mixing with LA's elite. And then you've got this Irish group who come on and it's just good old fashioned, very simple humour that everybody can get, that goes across the generations, and people keep going to that, going back to that. And also, you have to remember, I mean, people, the world is kind of quite chaotic. There's a lot of change going on. People love the same kind of old comforts that they always go for. And a show like that is one of them. It's the reason why, for example, Only Fools and Horses how many years later we're still getting repeats. The same with Father Ted, the same with Cheers and Frasier. People just love kind of the old things they can watch again and again.
But
and,
this is voted by the public at the end of the day, so they prefer Mrs. Brown's Boys
absolutely,
to Derry Girl and Fleabag. Wind your neck in, Andrea.
Well, yeah, but if then there's something to be said about that, that if the public vote for it and that's what they like, then more programmes like Mrs. Brown's Boys will be commissioned. And it means programmes like Fleabag and Afterlife and Derry Girls won't be commissioned. So we're missing out on that variety of programmes. And I wouldn't say that Afterlife or Derry Girls is particularly woke in any way. I mean, again, I sort of keep coming back to Afterlife, which was incredible. You know, a story about a man trying to cope with life after his wife's death, but somehow there's funny elements in it, which, again, most people will recognise from their own lives. And you know, it's something that speaks to them. So if Mrs. Brown's Boys is popular and keeps winning awards, programmes like that will be commissioned at the expense of maybe other types of programmes, more experimental types of programmes. So you would never have Derry Girls maybe in 5 years' time.
Do you know, that's not true. It's not one to the extent of the other, but there's some things that kind of last. And I've you know, seen a lot of these other programmes on TV, and I've never seen anyone crying laughing. But I always come across, no matter what house you're in down here, people crying laughing during Mrs. Brown's Boys. It just tickles that reel. I don't know the toilet humour, but like, you're never too old for it. And it, like, everybody gets it, and it tickles the real funny bone. And yeah, I can absolutely see why he keeps winning again and again. To be honest, I think the real robbery of the night was Piers Morgan, who's transformed the media over in the UK, who's transformed morning TV. I mean, there's not a day goes by that he's not quoted or commented on something outrageous that he says. And it's the same old hat, Anton Deck, winning over and over. That was the real surprise. But Mrs. Brown's Boys, I won't be surprised if it comes back again and again and wins.
That's hilarious.
As many
it's
awards.
It's of this place. It's hilarious, isn't it?
It's absolutely brilliant. But what's the point of the National Television Awards if they're voted for by the public? And as I say, the public just vote for their programmes anyway, anytime they turn on the TV. So, you know, if they're watching Mrs. Brown's Boys and it gets very high in the ratings, therefore, that's the vote by the public. I mean, it seemed to be something else. You know, it's okay to say, oh, Mrs. Brown's Boys. Yeah, I mean, it's slapstick humour. It's the most sort of base form of humour. People do like it. It can be funny. Mm. But shouldn't we be investing money in sort of something different? Shouldn't we be celebrating the ingenuity of Derry Girls?
I mean,
the fact that all in the UK, people now know about even Derry, about Derry School Girls, about the
things. That's another thing. Look at all the money that's invested in the other programmes. I mean, Mrs. Brown's Boys, the set is so simple. The costumes are so simple. I mean, it's done on a rock-bottom budget. And also, in so many other programmes, you've all the boxes ticked that they need to be woke, that they need to kind of appeal to kind of a certain right-on audience. And they're just so they're so concerned with kind of fitting into what's going on at the moment. They forget the biggest number one thing is to entertain. And that's why people keep returning to Mrs. Brown's Boys again and again. And, you know, I don't think, as great and all as they are, programs like Ricky Gervais or Fleabag, I don't think they'll age well. I think in years to come, we'll still be looking back and watching Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Hey, here's Marie from Radio Face that the BBC axed. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. We remember you from that television programme. You were one of the callers to the radio show, then you ended up on telly. What do you make of Mrs. Brown's Boys beating Derry Girls and Fleabag?
Mrs. Brown's Boys done that well. So they have.
What, why is it so popular, do you think?
Mrs. Brown's Boys, it's such a laugh. You know, when you sit and think about it, what do you call it? It's actually a gag. You're not watching it yourself.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I believe you want a pink flamingo.
No, I already got one off you.
Oh, you're the one person that got one while I was away.
Oh, yeah.
And the calendar. We can't give the calendars away. Where have you yours?
Well, hold on. I'll tell you. See my calendar. Right. See the calendar that I got off you.
Yes.
It is actually up in the attic, chasing the mice away.
It's in the roof space chasing the mice away.
Yes, Stephen.
I think you could do your own Mrs. Brown's Boy show. You'd be the star.
Nice, Stephen. Do you not recognise who I am?
I know exactly who you are.
I was wondering that.
I know exactly who you are. Sure, it said it's Marie from Radio Face.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to get a clip put out in my Twitter feed of you and your right-hand woman in Radio Face on that sofa, and we'll put it out on Twitter and remind everybody.
I actually sent you a photo in the show. I don't know why you didn't got it or not, but it was on the Facebook one.
Right. Well, I'll have a look at it. Marie, thanks for calling us. Nice to talk to you as always.
All right, honey bun.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Niamh and Andrea, thank you very much indeed. Good morning to you.